Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
Minnesota's governor is calling in more help, with massive protests expected to continue this weekend. Correspondent Ryan Burrow is in Minneapolis.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announcing after another violent night of protests that included looting and buildings being set on fire.
I'm authorizing and talking to General Jensen to fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard.
More than 2,500 National Guard members will be in place by this afternoon. The governor says he's also reached out to neighboring states and the Secretary of Defense for more resources.
And according to sources familiar with the matter, President Trump has asked the Pentagon to authorize the use of military police there. George Floyd was unarmed and pinned to the ground by a white Minneapolis police officer who has now been charged with murder after being fired. Correspondent Mike Gracia tells us, "I Can't Breathe" has become a rallying cry.
Across the nation Friday night, more signs of outrage over the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police. There were protests from coast to coast, including in New York, Washington, Minneapolis, Atlanta, San Jose, California, and Denver. The protest continued even though the now fired police officer Derek Chauvin was arrested and charged with murder Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Here in the city, there were also powerful demonstrations of outrage downtown and in Brooklyn. Police say someone tossed a Molotov cocktail into a marked NYPD van with four officers in it. A suspect is charged with attempted murder. Police say there were also firearms and brass knuckles recovered. Several officers are recovering from injuries today, and roughly 200 people were arrested. There's also a video that shows a police officer shoving a female protester to the ground. Elected officials, including the city public advocate and city council speaker, held a news conference at Barclay Center this morning, denouncing what they said was way too heavy a presence of NYPD officers in protective gear waiting for protesters. City Councilmember Brad Lander says that doesn't tend to go well.
If you're serious about the idea of de-escalating, if you're serious about giving people some room to express their rage and grief in a way that can be productive and build toward dialogue, then you can't organize the protest ground like it's a battleground, or you know you are going to do the opposite of de-escalate. And that is what I saw here last night.
And they're asking for a different approach tonight. Mayor de Blasio also calling for more peaceful protests going forward and promising an independent review of the incidents last night. Today we heard Governor Andrew Cuomo asking State Attorney General Tish James to handle that review. The governor was in the Bronx this afternoon for his update on the COVID-19 pandemic. He says the number of deaths is holding steady. He announced 67 new deaths from yesterday, the same number as the day before. He also highlighted the plight of frontline workers, some of whom have paid the ultimate price, and announced a new law that will provide death benefits to their families.
I'm going to sign a bill today that gives death benefits to the families of all the frontline workers who gave their lives for us. It is the least we can do to say thank you, and we honor you, and we remember you. You gave your lives for us. We will be there to support your families going forward.
Cuomo also announced the Capital Region and Western New York will end 14 days of Phase 1 reopening next week and head into Phase 2. The planned Phase 1 of reopening for New York City is set for June 8th. The state is also adding 10 new coronavirus test sites, one in each zip code. Some signs of reopening in Connecticut. If you're feeling lucky, casinos are beginning their reopening steps. They have restrictions. No out-of-state bookings are accepted at casino hotels. There will be outdoor dining only. Masks are required. Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun had originally said they plan to open June 1st. That's been bumped up a couple of days. As far as private gatherings go, the governor says it's okay for up to 10 people to get together inside, 25 outside. It's a beautiful day. Maybe you want to head out to the wilds of New Jersey. Today, Six Flags Great Adventure reopened its drive-through safari park. People can drive their own cars through the attraction again. That's how it used to be in the old days until about 8 years ago when old military trucks were substituted for private vehicles and they started doing group tours. Kristen Fitzgerald is with Six Flags Great Adventure and Safari and tells 1010 Winds the new safari was formulated with social distancing rules in mind.
We've designed the new safari experience to be contact-free. So guests are required to purchase their tickets in advance online and make a reservation. So no ticket sales are actually taking place at the gate. This will prevent overcrowding and also promote proper social distancing.
Several thousand cars will be allowed in each day. The park is home to about 1,200 animals from all over the world. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are taking another swing at buying the Mets. The New York Post reports the pair is working closely with very senior bankers at JPMorgan Chase on a new bid to buy the Mets after their initial approach failed to come together earlier this month. The baseball star and pop star are said to be putting in hundreds of millions of dollars of their own money to try to get the Amazons from the current owners, the Wilpon family. The deal is set to hinge on whether the Wilpons will include SNY, the Mets TV network, in the sale. Currently, the Mets franchise operate at a major loss and rely on TV revenues to bridge the gap.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.